Joining us now, Penn State professor and also a mom that went through a battle with her family member, Faith McDonald, with anxiety and depression. Faith, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Do you live in State College?
Oh, I live in State College, Pennsylvania, yes.
How about that? I went to Clarion University up there in Pennsylvania years ago, and everybody, and I tell people I went to Penn State because every Friday I did go to Penn State for the weekend to see my friends. I'm glad to talk to you. Go Nittany Lions. All right. Anxiety and depression. You dealt with this personally with your son, Matt. First of all, I want to ask you, how's Matt now?
You know, depression is a disease that seems to never fully go away. So he has some days that are a real struggle, but he's doing a lot better than when we didn't know what we were dealing with.
Yeah, let's start at the beginning of this, because I know a lot of families go through this with their kids or maybe their spouses. And, trying to deal with it and where to start is the big question. So take us through Matt's journey, where it started and how he is.
Okay. Well, Matt went to college at Penn State, and, you know, as I teach there, and so I thought, oh, he'll find his niche and he'll start to thrive, but that did not happen.
You there?
Partying. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, you were dropping out. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So Matt started to party and just party, was getting arrested for public drunkenness and things, and we didn't realize that it was underlying anxiety and depression that was really causing him to make really bad decisions or a factor in him making decisions. And so it was a long time. He dropped out of college, and it was a few years before he became very suicidal, actually. And that was what drove us to get help, even though we tried for years to get help. It's hard when somebody struggles with mental health problems to get help. It's definitely difficult. But once you discover that you need help and you pursue the help, you know, we were able to get some medical help, some psychological help. And we have the tools now that help us face Matt's depression and anxiety in a more effective manner.
All right. Well, let's talk about how you get to that point of actually taking some action to help somebody become better. Because so many people are listening now going, yeah, you know what? That's me. I'm going through this right now with my kids or my husband or my wife or my partner, whatever. I got to get some help because this can't continue the way it is now. And the stigma that goes along with mental illness is still so problematic in our country. And I think it's getting better. But yet there's so many people that don't know where to begin or what to do to start with. So for those that are listening right now that are going through exactly what you have gone through, What's the steps? What should they do first?
Well, it takes, perseverance, lots of compassion, and, trying again and again. The other thing that's hard is when you're looking for help for an adult, they actually have to make the call. You're calling the psychiatrist, and they won't talk to you. They say, well, we have to talk to the person. So I think being aware of that and having that person there, you know, ready to talk once you prep. Like, I made the phone calls and then said, here's my son. He needs to make the appointment.
I got you. Now, how did you approach this with your son? A lot of times people, you know, feel, oh, my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to approach my loved one about this. They're going to think, no, I don't have a problem. What are you doing calling me crazy? I'm good.
Yeah, it's hard. Sometimes I lay out for him the evidence that I see that he's not doing well. Because he'll say, oh, I'm doing okay. But then I say, well, you know, you missed 3 days of work last week because you couldn't get out of bed. Mm. Or, you know, in our case, early on, it was like, you're not doing okay because we're having to go to court with you.
Right, right. At some point, did he finally say, all right, Mom, you're right. I need help. Thank you. Let's do this.
Yes, yes. And that, when he became suicidal, that was very frightening for him. And after that, you know, it's been different for us. We feel more like we're on the same team rather than adversaries, me saying, oh, you have to get help.
Right, right. And because it is difficult to, you know, get beyond that and break through the ceiling, if you will, and get on the same page. Was he diagnosed bipolar or anything, or did you get to the root of the issue, and is there a way to help that?
Yeah, he has anxiety and depression, which led to a psychotic break. And I think, you know, we kind of think of depression and anxiety as not so bad mental illnesses, if you will. But they interfere with a person's life just like mm-hmm. bipolar or schizophrenia.
Yeah, anxiety and depression is a real thing. You know, I've had family members over the years that, you know, battle this, and they end up, you know, getting some help and realize, you know, I'm not feeling the way I really want to feel. And, you know, there's obviously a number of different medications you can take, serotonin enhancements and things like this to boost your mood. But I guess just like, you know, alcoholism or addiction in any capacity, it's admitting the problem and then finding help, because there is help out there.
Right. Yeah, there is help. It's hard to find, especially if you're in a more rural community. Mm. You know, we think State College is the center of the world, right? But it's not. I imagine in cities there's more help, but
right.
Wherever people are, it definitely takes proactive effort to find it.
Well, let me talk to you about your faith and how that took place in this journey as well with your son.
Okay.
Did
you just want me to talk about it?
Well, yeah, did that become a factor with Matt as well, and praying about this and asking for help?
Yes. I think without prayer, without faith, I could have fallen into depression myself. You know, when you're on the side of someone who's struggling so intensely, and, you know, you just... It makes life seem dismal, especially for a mom, and it's her kid.
Yeah.
So I find, you know, my lifeline is my faith. Definitely struggle with some questions like, God, why don't you fill my son's heart with joy? You know, or I have intently prayed for Matt over the years. And actually the book tells the story of how I was praying a scripture verse for him. Repeatedly for many, many days. I had been in a service where they challenged the participants to pray for someone over a period of 30 days. And I thought, well, I'm going to pray this prayer until I know it's answered.
Mm.
And after about 8 months, I just had a peace. Well, your prayer has been answered. It's not going to look like it, but your prayer has been answered. It was not for 8 years after I had that peace about my prayer that Matt came to me one day and he said, Mom, I'm going to go to a Bible study tonight.
Oh, wow.
They asked me to lead it.
That is
and
awesome.
I said, oh.
That's great.
I said, well, what's your topic?
Yeah.
And you know what he pulled out? The very verse that I had prayed for him for all those years, or all those months.
That is such great news. Well, Faith, thank you so much once again for sharing with us. Faith McDonald, mom and author of the book, On the Loving End of Crazy. There is help, folks. Just find a way to get that.